Hi everyone, привет всем. This is Yaroslava and the Russian Daily Podcast. And finally, I'm with you again after 2 weeks of vacation, and I'm ready to teach you some very nice phrases in Russian that you can use right away, as usual. Oh, and by the way, if you're thinking about studying Russian with a professional teacher, information is in the description box below. I would like to find some new interesting people who want to study Russian. I don't know why, but all the phrases that pop in my head, they tend to be a bit pessimistic. If you want to hear more optimistic examples, welcome to my Instagram. Just send me, I don't know, smiley face and say hi, please. We want a bit more of optimistic content. I'd love to hear that. And this phrase is super common, but once again, it could be a bit sad. Не судьба. Не судьба? This one is for very, very sad feelings. Helplessness, despair, powerless. That something should have happened, but it didn't. Something that meant to be just never happened. If you watch my videos or follow me on Instagram for some time, probably you heard that I love Soviet Wave. Soviet Wave is a genre of electronic music which is inspired by the futuristic ideas of Soviet, cosmic and science superiority. I hope I have said it correctly. And as you can hear it in the song playing on the background, it is all about nostalgia, about future Soviet people were promised about. Isn't it beautiful? And the song is great too. It's Buran, Voskresenye. Link in the description box and the name is in the description. You just feel it. This oozing sadness in your chest. And this is a phrase of today at its finest. Не судьба. Literally translated as it is not a fate. Судьба is fate. Destiny, so it's not a destiny, it just didn't happen, even though it's supposed to, but it's not. And for example, you wanted to go to Russia in 2020, and then in 2021, and then in 2022. Не судьба? So far, yes. Or you want to go for a walk, but it started to rain, or you want to eat, but some of your relatives just stole the last piece of croissant. Very personal examples, but okay. So you can see that не судьба can be very tragic, and at the same time, if you're using it in more ironic way as overreaction, you can describe with that a lot of everyday situation. And also, you can use не судьба as a reaction and as a predicate. Например, я думаю, мне не судьба говорить по-английски. I think it's not a destiny for me to speak English. Мне не судьба. It's not a destiny for me. Okay, it was nice to talk to you again. Я вас обнимаю. Ярослава.